Well, happy Tuesday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great Easter weekend celebrating the resurrection. We looked in the end of our detour series, again, as we're looking at this idea that God uses even the wrong roads to get us to the right places and spaces. We looked at Jacob's blessing of his grandsons, in particular, Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And in the whole narrative of Jacob's family, we emphasize three things. Whenever Joseph was the vice president down in Egypt, and he sent word back to his dad after 22 years that in fact he hadn't been killed, but rather he was alive and well in Egypt, there were three things that he emphasized. Number one, I'm alive. Number two, I have authority. And he invites Jacob and the rest of the clan down to Egypt to live under that authority. And then in the cross-handed blessing of his grandchildren, God was breaking this kind of generational spirit of favoritism among fathers to sons. And so the idea there was that everyone was included. Those three things makes this blessing critical, because Hebrews 11 says, by faith Jacob, and you would think it would say, you know, wrestled an angel or had an incredible dream or made a great stew or, you know, tricked his hairy brother Esau. But instead what it says is by faith Jacob, and it references the fact that he blessed Joseph's sons. So what God wanted us to remember about Jacob, according to Hebrews 11 in the New Testament, is this whole idea that everyone is included, that God does not play favorites. So we went back and just looked at that blessing of Jacob, and really it centers around two things. Number one, that God is our shepherd. He said, this God has been my shepherd all my life long to this very day. We emphasize two things because Jacob emphasized two things. Number one, he says, God is my shepherd. He made it personal, not just the shepherd, my shepherd. And then number two, he said, all my life long to this very day. You know, Jacob had lots of highs and lows in his life, a lot of ups and downs. But he said, listen, I've looked back and I've seen that God's been with me every minute of every day up until now. We said that's critical because when life is breaking you, God is making you. In the most difficult moments and seasons of our lives, God makes sure that nothing gets wasted. I'm blessed to be able to talk to a lot of people older in their faith. And when I ask them, hey, when did you grow? What they never say is, you know, when things were just nice and smooth and I was on the Christian cruise ship, everything was good. What they always say is when I had this crisis in my marriage or this crisis with my child, or I had this crisis financially, or I had this crisis with a friend. God meets us in those places because he is our shepherd. But he's our shepherd because he's our ladder. We talked about this passage, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And Jacob says in that blessing, he says to Joseph, you remember the time at Luz, and he's referencing the dream that he had that we call Jacob's ladder. And in that Jacob's ladder moment, he sees angels ascending and descending from heaven. Well, in John chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus picks up on this idea, and he says, you're going to see, he says to his hearers, you'll see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So essentially what Jesus says is that he's the ladder. He's our access to God. So the crucifixion that we call Good Friday, that we celebrate on Good Friday, was terrible and wonderful and powerful. It was terrible in terms of the brutality that Jesus experienced. It was wonderful in that it saved us from our sins. It was powerful in that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. So just like Jacob, in essence, receives Joseph back from the dead after 22 years thinking he was dead, he gets him back. God the Father receives his son back on the third day after the crucifixion. The resurrection becomes an invitation. And just like Joseph said to Jacob, hey, I'm alive and come and live under my authority. The resurrection is Jesus. It's saying the same things to us. He says he's alive and that we can come and that we can live under his authority. We choose that on a daily basis, on a regular basis. So I'm going to pray for us and pray that we'll choose that today. And then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, we choose to come to you today. You're our living, resurrected Savior. And God, we choose to come and live and put our lives underneath your authority because you're the God who died for us, who gave your life for ours. So God, I pray that you'll fill us today with resurrection power. However we feel like life may be breaking us today, God, we trust that you're making us into something beautiful. Now you take the opportunity to place your life under God's authority today.